Nevertheless, at your word. Peter was a professional, experienced, seasoned fisherman, and he had toiled all night without catching anything. He was done. He and his partners had already come to shore and cleaned their nets for the day. It was at this time that the Lord Jesus Christ arrived, giving the command in Luke 5:4, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Peter was so tired, for he had worked all night. Peter had already cleaned his nets. How greatly all of Peter's being must have cried out for him not to launch out again. His professional experience must have cried, no. His weary mind, body, heart, every core part of him must have demanded a compelling no. Every fiber of his being must have been an active protest. After all, what does the son of a carpenter really know about fishing anyway? Peter's response was truly amazing. By faith, he said in verse 5, "Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." The result was equally astounding. In verses 6 and 7, we read, "And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish and broke their net. They beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink." Here is a lesson for us. We too should believe the words of our Lord over everything else. Over our training, our intellect, our experiences, our circumstances, and our feelings. Though the very core of our beings may cry and protest out to the contrary, we can respond, "Nevertheless, at your word."